Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings call for Sai Silks (Kalamandir) Limited, hosted by HDFC Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jay Gandhi from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. This is Jay Gandhi from HDFC Securities. Welcome to Sai Silks (Kalamandir) Limited's Q2 FY25 earnings call. From the management today, we have Mr. Bharadwaj B.R., Senior Vice President, and Mr. K.V.L.N. Sarma, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand over the call to Mr. Bharadwaj for his opening remarks. Over to you, Bharadwaj.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today to discuss Sai Silks (Kalamandir) Limited results for 2Q FY24 and H1 FY24. I wish you and your family season's greetings and also a very happy Diwali. I presume that everybody has got a chance to review the financial results and investor presentation uploaded yesterday on the company website as well as on the stock exchanges. To primarily start off with, let me start off giving you with what happened in the ethnic retail market scenario for 2Q. So in this quarter, we have seen market recovery happening compared to the last quarter of Q1. Despite the factors such as bad monsoon in one of our core markets and fewer wedding dates even in the second quarter, which has caused a slight slowdown, but the overall festivity mood gained momentum and traction, largely driven by pre-festive and wedding season preparations. In this quarter, our company did a revenue of about 347 crore compared to the last year of 326, which is a growth of about 6.25%. Our gross margin in this quarter also grew by about 51 basis points to 42.17% compared to last year's 41.6%. And our PBT levels for the quarter significantly grew compared to the last quarter, and our PAT levels grew by 1.7%. So in this quarter, on the operations front, we have opened about 16,000 sq ft of retail space, adding two new Varamahalakshmi Silks stores, and that takes our total retail area close to 6.7 lakh sq ft. Our retail stores are now present in about 17 cities and four states, and as of 2Q, we have about 63 stores, and all of these stores are company-owned, company-operated stores. We continuously strive to open more of our newer stores in the regions, carefully assessing the demand of the customers in terms of the consumption in the upcoming quarters to come. In this quarter, we have also taken a major leap towards reducing our offline advertisement activities and increasing spends on our digital advertisement, creating quality content to engage customers and promoting our brand through social media has been one of the key initiatives for this quarter. We will continue to focus on this strategy to perform targeted campaigns, focusing on quality reach to our customers specific to each and every location. Also, in this quarter, we have further taken active efforts to customize our softwares even more across various modules to help analyze the data better. That is helping us derive great patterns in terms of understanding our customers better. This is something that we have been developing over the last decade, and we will continuously strive to do more in this space. Understanding consumer preferences has been one of the key forte that we already, as a company's growth, always strives upon, and we have made a couple of stores' renovations in active forms to continuously prepare for the upcoming wedding season. As we have entered quarter three, and as per the wedding calendar, the majority of the wedding dates fall in H2. We are fully prepared with our product mix to cater to the rest of the year's wedding calendar. And considering how the wedding dates are panning out, which happens to be the major impact on the growth of a company, we are very optimistic that the growth of the company in the next quarters to come will reach new milestones to become India's biggest women's ethnic wear brand retailer, which is Sai Silks (Kalamandir). Now, I would like to hand it over to the operator, and we'd be open to answer any questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Rushil from PINC Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rushil.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my question is that, you know, over the past 3 to 4 quarters, if you see, we have been growing due to the new store additions. But the concern is that, you know, that we have been degrowing it in the existing stores, that is, SSG has been negative. So going forward, do we see that, you know, are we going to maintain the SSG growth or still we are struggling in that area?
Okay. So, Ruchir, if you see, especially in the last quarter and the previous quarter, we have had some issues with the overall market consumption. And I would like to highlight that one of the key factors that our business always depends on is the number of wedding dates. So, unfortunately, that has not been much in our favor. So that, I think, has now, with second quarter, has come to an end. From where we see third quarter onwards, which is currently from October 1st onwards, once after that Pitrupaksh movement is done. So the wedding, along with the festivities club together, has picked up. So from here on, I don't think the wedding day calendar gives any problem to us. And that's the reason why we are very hopeful that the SSG levels will be positive moving forward. Especially if you see Q1 versus Q2 also, we have recovered majority of our loss of SSGs that we had had in Q1. And Q2, it was marginally lower in terms of negative SSGs. But from this quarter onwards, we should be able to see a continuous period where the momentum is kicking up a notch.
And sir, how is
I think we have a close watch on overall SSGs. And one of the initiatives in 2Q, as I did mention, in terms of not in, the, in terms of overall advertisement also, has been tailored and curated marketing spends. And surprisingly, this has been delivering very good insights and very good traction in the overall space. So we have done this experiment with few of our selective stores in a couple of our tier 2 and tier 3 locations and has yielded better results. So we will continuously focus on this strategy moving forward to bring up the stores that which are lagging in terms of the SSGs.
And sir, how has been the trend like since we have already, you know, crossed October? So how are you seeing the demand momentum for the wedding season?
I'm so sorry, I think the voice is breaking out.
Okay. Sir, now can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
You're still not audible, Richard.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, your voice is still.
I'm not able to clearly understand what the question is. Yeah, I hope this is not the same for everyone, or is it the same for everyone? I don't know. Moderator, can you help us out with this?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, if you can go ahead with the question.
Hello?
Yeah, sir,
my question is that how has been the demand trend in October since we have already crossed October? So how are you seeing the demand in October and going forward?
Okay, so your voice is not clear, but I'll try to understand your question. Your question is about demand in October. So October has been good, especially if you see the calendar compared to last year and this year. Pitrupaksh calendar, which is supposed to be the inauspicious period, last year started from September 29th, went until October 15th or so. But this year, if you see, ended by September itself. So October onwards, both Dashara festivity mood, Diwali festivity mood has kicked up. So this is definitely, we are very happy with the kind of results that we've got in October. And November onwards, we have the wedding calendar kicking in. So we are very optimistic that if this trend continues, we'll continue to do better how we did in terms of October. So as of now, October was a very good positive trade that we have. All our stores, SSGs have been positive, much higher than what we anticipated, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Dhaira Trivedi from DJT Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please tell me.
Yeah. Sir, what is the sales per square feet across formats, and how is it trending compared to last year?
This is Sharma here. And see, the H1 is not an indicative because we had a bad quarter this year, a bad Q1 this year. But sales per square feet in the format that on an annualized basis we are expecting would be in the range of, in respect of Varamahalakshmi, it should be in the range of anywhere between 42,000-45,000. And KLM would be in the range of about 12,000 or so. And KMR should be in the range of about 19,000-20,000.
Okay. Is this for Q2, sir?
Yeah, Q2, and we are annualizing that. But expecting that second half would be, I mean, obviously, in a normal course also, second half will be better than first half. So taking that on an annualized basis, these are the figures.
Okay. And sir, how is it trending compared to last year in terms of, you know, the growth?
Growth in respect of Varamahalakshmi, it would be because the premiumization is coming in and one or two A-grade stores are coming up like Madurai, etc. It will be improved. KLM and Kalamandir will continue to be as are in the last year.
Okay. And sir, what will be the store-level EBITDA margins for Varamahalakshmi?
Store-level EBITDA for Varamahalakshmi will be in the range of about 32% to 34%.
Okay. This is EBITDA margin, right?
Store-level margin.
Yeah. Store-level margins, right?
Store-level margins, yes.
Okay. And how would they compare to other formats?
Other formats, I mean, KLM would be the least perhaps. KLM would be in the range of about 23%-24%. So the range between KLM and Varamahalakshmi would range between 24%-33%.
Okay. And sir, what is the square feet addition that we are looking at, you know, for the rest of the year?
Rest of the year, we are planning at the rate of 25,000 sq ft per quarter. So during second half, the plan is, as you are aware, H1 we have added 24,000, 23,000 and odd. And for Q3 and Q4, we are planning at the rate of 25,000 plus or minus each. That should be in the range of 45,000 to 50,000 sq ft henceforth.
Okay. And all these stores will be in the Varamahalakshmi format, right?
Correct.
Okay. So which means that we are looking to add about six new stores at an average of 8,000 sq ft per store for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you can take six to eight, anywhere between six to eight stores, let's say.
Right. So which makes it roughly 69 stores for the year, I mean, FY25 closing. And if I remember correctly, you've given a guidance of 100 stores, you know, for FY26 closing.
See,
so would there be a downward revision?
That is on an average of 5,000 sq ft per store that we have worked out. But in Tamil Nadu, when we are going into B towns, C towns, etc., we will be having only one store, and that store cannot be smaller one. So the average has picked up to approximately plus or minus 7,000 sq ft. So that's how the number of stores may be slightly varying. But you can take, as we have stated, that 25 stores of Varamahalakshmi at an average of 5,000 sq ft per store. That is, we were to add 125,000 sq ft on Varamahalakshmi, which will be delivered.
So a quick point to add here, sir. So though we started talking about the number of stores, the square feet average is now changing because tier one, tier two, tier three has a different product mix. And when we did this analysis with respect to the core markets and the Tamil Nadu market,
in some of the markets, it makes sense for us to open a little bit higher square feet of stores, around 1,000, 1,500 square feet of the store, and the product mix also is much different compared to what we have in our core markets of AP and Telangana. So with that in mind, now we have changed, the square feet addition of per store to a little bit higher. So that's the math behind it. Otherwise, our guidance has always been in terms of looking at in terms of square feet addition rather than in number of stores. And if you see our last H1, I mean, the current H1 that what we have completed, we have opened around 23,000 square feet. But there has been a little bit of delay in terms of opening the stores. Majority of this delay is coming on account of that H1 being a slow half of the year, not having much of a wedding calendar. We believe that Q3, Q4 is where the peak momentum will kick in, and we have provisioned our stores in that manner only. And one other interesting thing that we don't want it to go around is open up any... We as a company believe that the customer experience at the stands at the top of what we offer. So if you see our stores, the entire Varamahalakshmi stores has a completely different ambience, different vibe. Replicating that in each and every store is of our prime importance, because nowadays the generation is looking for more than just a product. They're trying to look at more of an experience buying rather than just a product buying. So though it looks a little bit on the slower side, I think we are carefully estimating and not trying to cut corners in terms of the kind of customer experience we wanted to give in these stores.
Okay. And so are we looking to add any other stores in different formats in FY26? Because I believe FY25 will all be Varamahalakshmi, the expansion. But in FY26, are we looking at, say, Kalamandir also in terms of store expansion?
So as of now, we don't have any provision for Kalamandir stores, but majority of it will come from Varamahalakshmi. Maybe one or two stores in the provision we are looking at in two active areas. So majority right now is driven by Varamahalakshmi, but I would still say two stores around will be from Kalamandir format as well.
Okay, this is for next year, right? FY26.
Correct.
Okay. And any qualitative guidance for full year FY25 in terms of revenues and overall EBITDA, the absolute EBITDA number?
So I think we thought like let's proceed with quarter three. So we don't want to give a guidance per se right now. As of now, looking at how H1 has panned out and how H2 is there, we are very optimistic. And it happened to be where one of H1 completely had negligible wedding dates and everything is falling into H2. It would be a little bit of inaccuracy for me to put this number out there. Probably by end of Q3, we'll have a much more meaningful sense, and probably that will be the right time for me to give you a better guidance.
Okay. And so last couple of questions. Taking on the point of negligible wedding dates. So I remember you saying that, in Q2 of this year, we had 10 wedding dates compared to Q2 of last year. But, that is not reflected in the additional sales. I mean, we've just probably done about 5-6% additional sales compared to Q2 of last year. So what would you attribute that to? Despite having 10 wedding dates, our sales growth was quite negligible.
Okay, so if you see the wedding dates, how they have panned out in the entire quarter, majority of these dates, around 8 dates were there, and most of them, I think almost everything was in the month of July. So generally, as per how the pattern of sale happens, people generally come and buy at least 2 to 3 weeks in prior. So that's how the spending and the wedding purchase actually happens. So if you see that the month of July, we still did better. But in the month of August and September, there was a little bit of slowdown because there has not been any wedding dates. And on top of it, if you see Pitrupaksha compared to last year and this year, Pitrupaksha is that Shraddh period. So last year it was in Q3. This time it came in Q2 only. So there has been a small, slight delay because of that as well. Because people tend to believe that this is an inauspicious period time to buy. However, there has been some momentum because of the festivity calendar kicking in. We were able to recover that.
Okay. And sir, what would be the wedding dates, number of wedding dates in Q3 of this year compared to last year, the additional wedding dates?
The additional wedding dates for compared to last year will be around 7 wedding dates in Q3, and in Q4 we have about 9 wedding dates. So total 16 extra dates is what we are expecting in Q3 and Q4.
Okay. Perfect. And one last question. So FY26 roughly will be looking to close at 8 lakh odd square feet, right? This is my assessment correct?
So 6.7, 6.7.3. Yes, the target is that we'd be adding close to 50,000 right now. So it will be around 7.3. Yes, I think close to 8 lakhs will be the overall guidance that we would ideally want to add.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Ashish from InvestQ. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Sir, if you could give the number of SSG for H1 and FY24, that would be helpful overall basis.
So we are not audible. Could you repeat the question once again?
Yeah, what I wanted is the SSG number for the company as a whole for H1 and for FY24.
As you are aware, the first quarter we had a negative of 20, minus 20 was there in SSGs for Q1. Q2 we have improved, and overall if you take for H1, it was approximately minus 6.5. And H2 we are expected to recover the SSGs, in fact recover from the negative of the H1 also. And hoping that for the year end, we should be at least 1 or 2% positive on SSGs.
Okay. Sir, is it possible to include these figures, which are just anecdotes for us to track, in the presentations that you generally publish? It will be helpful actually. So,
presentation. Yeah. We will try to include from this quarter.
Yeah, some basic numbers. We'll do our numbers in detail, but still it will be helpful on a...
Definitely.
And secondly, on the tax rate looks higher for this quarter. So what's the reason? And secondly, what's it going to be for the full year this year?
It's not the tax rate. If you have seen... there was a raid, tax raid on the company in May 23. Though there was no major issues pointed out since as a practice, they went through the whole reassessments, etc. And for a period of 3 assessments, in fact, they will do as a reassessment for 6 years. So out of that, for the 3 years reassessment, we had accepted an additional tax liability of 4.8 crores, which was taken into this quarter's books. So the tax rate that is appearing or the tax component that is appearing there includes this tax that is agreed. And perhaps we would be liable for another similar amount going ahead when the other 3 years assessments are also taken up.
So otherwise, the tax rate is included. That is for three years assessments. We have given it as a note in our declaration
of results also.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Manas, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding what are the peak margins we can do in this wedding?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Manas. There's a lot of background noise from your line. If you can please be a bit louder.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Manas. Please go ahead.
So my question is regarding what are the peak margins we can do in this wedding season? Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is what are the peak margins we can do in this wedding season?
Sorry, Manas, what was the peak?
Peak margins.
So in terms of the overall margins, I think we will continuously keep the same margin levels. There's a scope of margin improvement by about at least 1 basis point from here on all the way to the next half. So we will try to continue one percentage or 100 basis points. So this is what we are operating on. Considering that wedding season is kicking in, I think we should be able to deliver that.
Oh, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from line of Akshat Bairati from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for taking my question. I just have one question. So we have opened two new stores in this quarter, and despite of that, our other expenses have decreased quarter on quarter. So my understanding is that when we open new stores, there is additional expenses that we have to do for inauguration and all. So can you give a color on this? Why have the other expenses decreased? And also the renovation that you have done in some of the stores, what would be the expense of that?
So other expenses, one of the major categories that we have reduced is on account of advertisement. As I did mention, generally compared to last year quarter two and this year quarter two, our advertisements, A&P spends have considerably come down. And that's a cautious decision that we have taken. And even in that spends, we have taken a major leap towards moving from the traditional newspaper to digital advertisements. So that has taken up a majority of our plan of action as we move forward. So that's pretty much the account of how the other expenses have come down. Otherwise, the other expenses pretty much are on the same line.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the renovation side, what can we expect? What are the expenses for the same?
Broadly, we are budgeting about 4 crores on renovation of approximately three stores. That would be met out of the internal generations of the company.
Okay. And any further guidance on this other expense side, outlook or guidance?
Broadly, on a percentage basis, it should come down because as we are expanding our Varamahalakshmi format, other than the initial launching expenses, the recurring advertising expenses are substantially lower in this format. So going ahead, at least we will be able to maintain these levels of other expenses despite increase in the square footage area.
One other interesting point is majority of our advertisement also is driven by our KLM format, and Varamahalakshmi comparatively has minimal advertisement when it comes to business as usual kind of a mode. So as we expand more of Varamahalakshmi sales in terms of absolute value, the overall advertisement spend should relatively be lesser compared to how it has been happening in the last couple of years on account of KLM taking majority of the heavy lifting on the advertisement side.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions and season's greeting. Sir, my question relates since October has already gone and we are targeting 25,000 square feet addition in next 2 months. So are they on track or there could be some delay?
For the next two stores for the quarter three, I think they are on track. I think we should be able to open up the stores majorly by end of November and December. These stores will be up and running. So we're still on track to get these three stores locations.
Okay. So they are on the way.
Yes, they are on the way. Yes.
So second thing about there was some heavy rains in Chennai and all that area. So in October month, so had they had any impact on our sales performance in those areas?
One or two places like Madurai particularly.
Whichever.
Tamil Nadu. In Tamil Nadu, Madurai is one store which was doing very well and was hampered by the rains and water lagging for about 3-4 days. And the other place is Andhra Vijayawada. So there was a slight reduction in turnover or affected due to the rains, but it was for about 2-3 days only.
Okay. And sir, qualitatively, if you can indicate that season to season, like whatever after Pratipaksh to Diwali, as compared to last year, how we had performed this year?
On an SSC, I do not know whether we can roll out the figures, but the performance on SSG front and overall was also better.
Okay. Okay. And last, sir, about this KLM, since we were struggling in the performance of KLM stores, so how we are seeing this in the last quarter and in the current quarter?
So if you talk about KLM as a format, majority of the stores happen to be in Telangana area, and the Dashara season panned out very well for the KLM format as such. That's believed to be the biggest season where people celebrate in the core markets of Telangana. Otherwise, KLM is seeing a good transformation. I think the overall margin profile, we are continuously trying to change the product mix and improvise our margin profile. Adding of newer categories in an SIS format has been one of the things that we have set targets. By the end of this year, we should be able to start off with and move towards achieving that. We have already started off with innerwear as a category, and that category has been doing well. We will continuously try to see if we can add more categories in the entire value chain ecosystem to help the KLM as a one-stop family destination store. With respect to adding of the new KLMs, at this point of time, we are not anticipating to add any of our KLM stores. The whole and sole point of activity that we would want to drive is to add only Varamahalakshmi stores and improvise the KLM format margins as well as product portfolio. So that's been our primary focus. And as we believe Q3, Q4, considering wedding seasons, everything's going to kick in, KLM also is poised to do better than how it did in H1.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Our next question is from the line of Chetan Shah from Jeet Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Thanks for an opportunity. Just two quick questions. In our discussion, we were talking about relatively a better second half, and in terms of addition of a square feet, which we already done in the first half, and another 50,000 square feet, if I've heard it correctly, 25,000 each quarter, which we're adding in the second half. So total for the full year, we'll be adding close to what, 80,000-90,000 square feet, Bharat?
So yes, sir. So totally, I think close to 75,000 square feet we will be able to add in this financial year. There will be a, as we initially planned, we have rolled over around 15,000 to 20,000 square feet for Q1 of next year. But you'll be able to see this entire 75,000 square feet in terms of full level of operations for FY26. You'll see all of the 75,000 coming into action. And the good part is all of this is coming with the Varamahalakshmi format.
Understood. And second point, when CFO sir was explaining that our Varamahalakshmi margins are close to 34-35% at a store level EBITDA. So is it our gross margin in that business is close to 45-50%? Because our company level gross margin as per your press release is close to about 41-42% in the first half of the current financial year.
Yeah, correct, sir. Gross margin levels for Varamahalakshmi format will be in the range of 43-45%. And also store level expenses for Varamahalakshmi are slightly on the lower side compared to other formats. So both put together, broadly we can say if the company's level, store level expenses are in the range of about 15 to 16% there. Store level expenses for Varamahalakshmi format will be in the range of about plus or minus 11%. So that's how the there is a slight improvement in the gross margin level vis-a-vis store level expenses being lower for this format. Store level EBITDA also will be better than other formats for Varamahalakshmi.
Understood. And my last question, when we talk about 12 foot addition, so currently I will do about 75. So next year also can be close to similar number, Bharat, or will be little plus minus 1,000 square feet. Just wanted to get a sense of how next 2 years and which is the format which we are adding, so and how the FY27 total area square footage will look like.
sir, on an average, we should be able to add around 10 to 12% of retail square feet addition year on year. And there's a spillover in from this financial year to next financial year, we might do one or two stores more. But as per the company's policy, we continuously want to add 10 to 12% of retail square feet addition every year. So taking that, I think by FY26, we should be able to look at an 8 lakh square feet of total retail square feet presence.
8 lakh total retail square feet present. Okay. And this will be more or less split in the similar fashion in terms of the geography, like state-wise. So right now, if I see our Telangana is highest with close to 300,000 square feet, and Tamil Nadu is lowest with about 85,000 square feet. So how does the geography and the reason to understand this question, Bharat, is there any changes in terms of the margin or a footfall or a revenue per square feet if we look at Karnataka, Tamil Nadu versus Telangana and Pradesh or more or less same?
Okay, so nice question. So as of now, whatever stores that we have added, majority, everything was in Tamil Nadu. And the Tamil Nadu, if you see, compared to the core markets of AP, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Varamahalakshmi Silks average is higher than the other markets. And the newer stores that we have added also is doing as per the same averages only, irrespective of the fact that it's in Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. So we are very optimistic about our expansion into Tamil Nadu, because Tamil Nadu is one state that we believe even in Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets, it is a very good economy. The kind of purchase power is much higher in these locations as well. And that's the result of our stores that we have recently opened up, two stores, one being Salem and one being Madurai. As we speak, the current newer stores that are currently in the pipeline, Tiruchi, Tirunelveli, Pondicherry, these are also stores that have high potential. So in these areas, the margin profile is also same compared to what we are offering in the core markets of AP and Telangana. Tamil Nadu, as a matter of fact, is delivering the same margins at the same point of time. The revenue is also doing much higher than the core markets. And in the next 2-3 years, as you rightly said, majority of the stores, though being in Tamil Nadu, we are looking at opening about selective stores in other parts of Karnataka. So a quick insight, if you see our current store presence, though we have about 17 stores, in Karnataka, apart from Bangalore, we don't have any stores. And in Telangana, apart from Hyderabad and just one or two stores in Khammam, we don't have much store presence. At this point of time, we're also looking at expanding into Karnataka markets.
Understood. Understood. And sorry, can I ask one more last question, please?
Yes, sir, please.
Yeah. So in terms of this, you know, we've learned that our current year's first quarter was abnormally dismal, partly due to external environment, and also we didn't anticipate it. Such a low SSG growth and all. So if one wants to pencil the number for next 8 to 12 quarters going forward, how are we preparing ourselves for any kind of such external shock so that our numbers don't get impacted, or our margin or our inventory don't get impacted? Any thought, any strategy which has been changed from management side of that side?
Sir, if you see the current wedding calendar, which stands to be the single most important factor for our business, in H1 there are negligible dates, and that's the reason why our SSG levels have been negative. But if you see right now in Q3, Q4, historically also, and even right now, most of the festivities, most important festivities, right from Dashara, Diwali, Pongal, Sankranti, all of these festivals fall in H2 of a year. Along with that, we also have a fair visibility in terms of how many wedding dates are there in second half of the year. So taking these both activities into consideration, we believe that second half is going to be much better. And that's how October as a month also is doing good. So if things go on the same lines, November, December, Jan, Feb, March also, because on account of wedding dates being there, we should be able to see good traction in these stores. And as a matter of fact, the current, the way these things are, Karnataka And Tamil Nadu as two markets has done outperform compared to Andhra and Telangana as markets. And October onwards, all these markets started doing good. So it's just that we are very, very well prepared in terms of getting our product mix ready, getting our products ready in the store. And not to mention, I wanted to highlight the importance of software that we have. We have been developing these tools and modules over the course of last decade, and we continuously strive to implement and build more technology to help us during movement of the stock from one store to understand the customer patterns better. So today, understanding and looking at the consumer preferences with respect to their purchase patterns, we are able to derive a lot of data. We will continuously use this data to carefully curate and customize the stock respective to each and every store. And that's something that is a continuous process, and we are all very actively geared up to make sure that this wedding season goes as per our expectations.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best for the same, please.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aniket Nigam from AFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, Aniket, you're audible.
Yes. So thanks for the opportunity. I had two questions. I think the first question is, I wanted some sense from what is the EBITDA margin level like for mature stores, maybe who are one or two years old versus newer stores, because obviously we are adding a lot of square footage area. So if you can give some sense on that, it will be helpful.
And an overall thing, our Varamahalakshmi format. Varamahalakshmi format, yeah, they told it's in the range of 33% only at the store level EBITDA margins. In the new stores, since there will be some launching expenses on the since there will be some launching expenses initially, the margin for the first 6 to 8 months will be slightly lower, and then it coincides with the company's average of Varamahalakshmi format.
So if I understood correctly, sir, you are saying in 1 year the store matures in terms of catchment and all of that?
One full financial year. That means we are leaving out the year in which it has come into operation. We will assess one full year of operations of the company store. That is, it would have seen two seasons. Normally, seasons will be somewhere in May, June 1, and then October to February 1. So when the store sees these two seasons, then it will get matured. So you can take it as one full year of operations, and then the store is considered as matured.
Got it. Helpful. Sir, a related question to that is, how are our leases typically structured? So what's the typical tenure, and what's the typical escalation?
Yeah, so the lease tenure anywhere goes from 9 years to 15 years onwards, but average lease, if you look at 11 to 12 years, will be the average lease life that we currently have in the company.
Okay, helpful. And sir, the last question from my side was, you alluded a little bit to the impact of rains in South India in this quarter. Would you have some rough quantification around how much revenue would have been impacted because of this? Would it be like 5% or like 2-3% or something?
Broadly, about 15 crores.
Oh, okay.
Generally, about 10 to 15 crores maybe.
Okay, yeah, that's substantial, right? That's like 4-5%. No, helpful, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best for HD.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from line of Naitik from NV Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, my first question is if you could give me the average rent that we pay per square feet.
Okay, so currently if you see the average rent, let me give you an idea on how we have opened in Tamil Nadu. Our overall, in terms of when you take an average of tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 put together, it ranges anywhere between 60 rupees per square feet. It went all the way to about 140 rupees to 135 rupees per square feet. So average, we have about 80-85 rupees is our average currently in the stores that we have opened. But if you take as a company's average of rent to revenue ratios, it's still the same thing. I think last year, I think it was around 4.5%. Even though these new stores have added, it is well within that range of keeping it well under 4.5%.
Right, got it. 4.5%. And my second question is, you mentioned, Varamahalakshmi, the store level margins of 33-34%. So this is excluding the rent, or this does not exclude the rent? The store level margins?
Including the rent. Rent, personnel cost, electricity for the store, and some miscellaneous expenses at the store. These four are included.
Okay, got it. Another question is, so you mentioned you started, innerwear in KLM format. So just wanted to know, it is for all categories, like male, female, or is there anything specific?
No, it's for both the categories, male and female. Majority of it is coming from female. And as of now, it's giving a good traction all of our stores. It's a very small SIS positioning that we have done and has been yielding one of the best results that we have. So we will continuously see if we can add more categories in this particular space to gain better revenue per square feet.
Right. So my next question is, you mentioned that advertisement, now you have moved from paper to traditional one to digital. So the traditional advertisements were more expensive than the digital ones. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, see, more or less, yes, because a newspaper ad today is anywhere, if you want to get a first page, can cost you anywhere between 20 to 25 lakhs. And that same amount spent on a digital marketing, I'm able to do curated, targeted campaigns to the right audience that I need. And we as a company, since we capture a lot of data, we try to understand what the patterns are. It becomes relatively tailored and custom-made kind of advertisement that spends that we do. And nowadays, things have been aggressively moving towards kind of content generation. So in the last quarter, we have also made significant efforts in all of our formats to generate quality content. And that has been one of the major reasons why we were able to push the content to the customers with respect to both Meta as well as Google Ads. We have significantly spent compared to last quarter and last year. Almost we have doubled our digital advertisement spends. And considering where the kind of results it's giving us, we will continuously do this in the quarter three and quarter four as well.
Can you call out the amount that you have spent on digital advertising for the quarter?
On an average, I think this quarter we spent about 2.2 crores.
2 crores
around.
Oh, gross. Got it. And sir, your employee cost is slightly up if I compare, say, QOQ also. So it's largely because of the new stores that you have opened, or there's any other element in that?
Majority of what you see in terms of employee cost is basis of new stores. As you know, we have a roadmap of stores that we want to add in the near future. So we are already preparing for the newer stores to come. We are already bringing them on board and training them in our existing store network. So the moment when a new store opens, we don't have to look forward for our new stores. So we are already planning much in ahead of our stores. So that's the reason why your employee costs are high.
Got it. And so last question. So I just need a clarification. You mentioned you were going to open six formats of Varna Mahalakshmi format stores in H2, right?
Yeah, we've got 6 to 8 stores in terms of absolute number, but in terms of square feet, around 50,000 square feet is what we're talking about.
Okay, sir. Oh, thanks. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Kabir, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. My question is regarding, like, what's the long-term plan? You know, looking at the investor presentation, I can see that the AGR is 22%. Like, going forward for 3 to 5 years, do we see Kalamandir expanding to rest of the India, or what's the plan going forward?
Could you repeat your first part of the question? Are you talking about Kalamandir as a brand, as an overall presence, Kabir?
The entirety of the company, right? You know, we are in the industry of the Indian wear, right? Women Indian wear. The thing is, in the presentation, we have clearly seen that the CAGR of our industry is quite high. My question is, like, compared to the industry CAGR, how are we going forward?
Okay. Yeah, so as a matter of fact, in terms of our retail expansion, we should be able to target about 10%-12% of our retail sq ft addition. At this point of time, as of today, we are only present in four states of South India. In these four states also, there's a lot of explored and unexplored areas that we wanted to go ahead and put our stores at. So considering all of this, I think a yearly 10%-12% of sq ft addition is possible. And we will start doing this in a cluster format. If you see our current stores also, we try to open in a cluster format. Therefore, it always has been the methodology that we have been operating at. It helps us gain advantage over administrative costs, warehousing costs, etc. We will do the same thing moving forward as well. One market at a time, one region at a time, we will continuously strive forward. And in terms of our product offering, currently majority of our products are saris. So 70-72% of what we currently sell is saris. But also there's a considerable amount of revenue contribution with respect to other categories such as women's kurtas, salwars, lehengas, menswear, kidswear. And at this point of time, though we do have a good amount of network with our vendor management weaver relationships, as we move our stores to newer locations, we will definitely look at customizing our product offering necessity to that particular region. So we have already done this based on micro market level analysis in terms of what the customers are preferring. And moving forward also, as we add new stores, the product mix will therefore change. At this point of time, if you want us to talk about the next 2 to 3 years, majority of the growth will be driven by Varamahalakshmi Silks. And since Varamahalakshmi Silks as a format, majority of its offering is in saris. Sari will continue to be the main flagship torchbearer for our growth in the near future.
Okay, and is there any plan to expand towards the northern part of India? And down the line, I'm seeing this sort of question, like 10 years after, where do you see Kalamandi Sari Silks as a company? What is it like after 10 years?
So if you want us to talk about 10 years down the line, definitely yes, our retail store presence will go much beyond South India. We actively wanted to move towards other regions of North, East and West as well. But as I did tell you, we wanted to take a slow approach. We wanted to consolidate every store. If you see our history as well, even before the IPOs happened, we organically only grew. Though we had an opportunity to grow much beyond South India presence, we wanted to carefully curate and select the stores, very customized stores, and all of our stores, if you see, are company-owned, company-operated stores. So we believe in quality over quantity. We absolutely believe in profitability rather than revenues. So all of these things are something that we take into serious consideration. So yes, I think by year on year, we should be able to expand our retail presence to not just in South India, but the rest of the country as well.
That's excellent to you.
Thank you, Kabir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Yes Area from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can I order this?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to know that very basic question, that if say for example the shopping for the wedding dates start 2 to 3 weeks prior to those dates, but won't the customer actually visit the store before that and finalize their products or what they want to buy say 2 to 3 weeks prior to the date? So the initiation from the customer end, is it 2 to 3 weeks prior to wedding date or is it before that?
Okay, so if you talk about, there are two kinds of customers that we get. Some people is for their own consumption and there's a gifting element as well. See, if you look at people like brides, majority of the customers who walk into our Kalamandi store are, majority of them are brides themselves who want to shop for their weddings. There's a lot of customization that goes on once the sari is picked up with respect to stitching of a blouse and etc. embroidery work or additional customizations, whatever they want. For them to execute this, they require at least 2 to 3 weeks. Because generally what happens is, like women, when they wanted to make a customized blouse, they have a lot of embroidery work and that pretty much takes about 2 weeks. So people go plan this entire shopping much in ahead and try to buy. But on the other side, there are also the gifting kind of customers that generally want to go ahead and gift customer, I mean, give their relatives, friends in terms of sarees. That generally don't take much of like 2 to 3 weeks of lead time. That happens much closer to the weddings.
Okay, understood. And what would be proportion for us approximate? The our focus more will be on the bride side or on the gifting side in terms of BNS?
Our focus definitely is more on the bride side. If you take the entire, the way we look at the data, the way we analyze this, if you have to take between wedding and non-wedding wear, non-wedding meaning your festivity or any other occasions, wedding stands to be at least 60% of the entire business comes from weddings. And in terms of festivities, rest of the 40% comes in. I'm only talking about sari as a category. So this is how we try to differentiate.
For VML?
VML is also same thing. More or less, it's 65% of what we offer is coming from weddings and 30-35% is coming from the festivity and other occasions. So if you see in the month of October, majorly it's driven by festivities. But November onwards, weddings takes place. So at this point of time, majority of our revenue comes from wedding and the bride side of it. The gifting component as well as the festivity component is much less.
Okay. And so Q3 would be having sufficient wedding dates and then Q4 as well.
Correct. So Q3 and Q4 has much higher wedding dates compared to last year H2.
Okay. But then, so if I sum this discussion up, this particular discussion, won't our stores addition in H1 will help drive those wedding date purchase better than store addition getting in November and now December? Just a basic question.
So generally, if you look at a store addition, there's a lot of euphoria around a store when it gets opened. So if you try, I mean, historically also that's how we open. We always opened our stores before festivities and before wedding calendars. What happens is like a new store in town, and when you do the kind of marketing and advertisement that we do, it attracts a lot of people to come and at least try out. If we try to open it in inauspicious period, the conversions don't happen as much as how it could have ideally happened before opening in the festive and wedding period. So that's the way and that's the strategy that we have been following. And that's the reason why we had to provision most of our stores in H2. But otherwise said, our initial target in the beginning of the year was around adding a close to around 90,000 square feet. And that's the reason why we have actually provisioned more number of stores in H1, which is in contrast to what we traditionally do.
Yeah. So, but... Again, if they are opening stores in November, December, then ideally the demand which was there for Q3 wedding dates would have already been met, at least from the bride then.
Correct. So as we speak, as I said, I think we strive to open our stores much in ahead. We would want to love our customers come to our stores much before the wedding season. But again, the stores do take some time and some momentum to spy right from the beginning till the end. But again, with that being said, that's not the end. Even in November, December, if you see, our stores are now that are getting added is in Tamil Nadu as a region. So one single festival that is very big in Tamil Nadu is your Sankranti or Pongal, Lohri, all of this. So that happens in the second week of January. And so we are still positioned towards opening these stores much before the Sankranti season and the Sankranti festivity mood kicks in. On top of it, not only that, I think in Q4 also there are weddings and wedding dates coming in Q4 as well. So all of that put together, I think it's still a good time for us to open it in this time.
Understood. And sir, another just basic question. Say for example, this year the wedding dates are less. Just for a hypothetical example for me to understand. For example, this year wedding dates are less by say 10-15% than what was there in the erstwhile year. Then in that case, I have heard many less examples of wedding getting shifted to the whole next year. So there are
brides and grooms who actually do the wedding in that same period, though the wedding dates are less, but the wedding happens are not reduced by 10 to 15%, they may be reduced by say 5 to 6%. So, is this understanding correct, or in South something else happens because of this?
So the way we look at wedding dates, if you see, there is no such one unified way of looking at the wedding dates. Every state has its own way of looking at the number of wedding dates. And that's the reason why you cannot look at this point of time, I cannot anticipate to look at how many wedding dates I have in FY 26, 27 and 28. Generally, the way we look at wedding dates is at the beginning of the year, we get a calendar, and basis that calendar, we try to analyze how many wedding dates are there quarter on quarter. On top of this initial traction, we also cross-verify it with, like, you know, function halls, wedding halls, to see if the data that we have is right. By doing this, we have a fair estimate about this quarterly plan of how much is the number of wedding dates that have and what's the impact on the overall business. So that's the first point that I'd like to mention. And the second point is, generally what happens, especially in this year and last year, is last year that Pitrupaksha period, we had one extra month. So that's generally, that doesn't happen every year. It happens once in a while on a span of about 4 to 5 years. And that's been a major impact why the wedding dates have been less. Otherwise, the wedding dates generally get shifted between 1 month to the other month, and the calendar dates shift. So in that instance, what happens is, like, we see huge amounts of traffic in terms of customers coming into our store, everybody at once. So that's the kind of momentum we see. Though the number of weddings happen in a given year, the number of people who get, number of wedding dates have a decent amount of positive or negative. The number of people who get married also depends. And sometimes the store infrastructure will not be able to be in a way where it can accommodate everybody and anybody when it has a distributed calendar rather than a concentrated calendar.
Okay. Understood. And in terms of marriages, so wedding dates, the proportion of the wedding dates besides the marriages in the same proportion, or it is, say 0.5 correlation is there? Not the full question.
It is more or less be on the same lines. It's all about, like, the number of wedding dates are all concentrated on the number of people who want to get married, the availability of... See, from our side, we can go ahead and deliver the products as much as possible with respect to our store's capacity. But there are other elements with respect to having availability of the event planners, weddings, function halls. Even that infrastructure and ecosystem should also be able to support this. Otherwise, there are many instances where people I've known have changed their weddings just because of non-availability of these venues.
Understood.
So, but in terms of correlation factor, more or less the number of wedding dates and the number of weddings that are getting happened will be proportionate.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking time to participate in the conference today. We are very excited for the quarter 3 and quarter 4 to come. Looking forward to meeting you all in the next quarter earnings call. Thank you so much. Thanks for hosting.
On behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.